Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today.
Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. China again uses water cannons to halt a Philippine resupply mission in Scarborough Shoal. A Philippine Coast Guard ship was damaged in the incident
Tuesday morning. China claims almost the entire South China Sea, including parts of Philippine waters.
The latest incident came days after Filipino and American troops kicked off joint military exercises. The Philippine Health Department going after government doctors who may be involved in an alleged marketing scheme with a pharmaceutical company. Health Secretary Ted Arbosa says the agency is looking into the allegations and they fully support the Senate probe on the issue. If government doctors were proven to be involved in the scheme, penalties may range from suspension to the revocation of their license. Meanwhile, the firm embroiled in the controversy, Bell Pants Pharma, denies the allegation. It gives large commissions to doctors in exchange for prescribing its medicines to patients. Despite the extreme heat, Metro Manila and nearby provinces likely to get enough water supply for the first half of next month. The National Water Resources Board earlier granted the Metropolitan Waterworks and Sewerage System, or MWSS, full allocation of water from Angat Dam from May 1 to 15. Angat Dam is Metro Manila's main source of water. The MWSS is still urging the public to conserve water amid the ongoing dry spell. And the Education Department insists the welfare of students is on top of mind in their decision to suspend in-person classes. It says teachers are well-trained to implement asynchronous classes or distance learning. The DepEd adds they will be closely monitoring the progress of learners to determine possible gaps in their teaching method. The DepEd ordered schools to cancel face-to-face classes from April 29 to 30 due to the intense heat. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cban.com and iwanttfc.tv.